Welcome to Glowcast, episode 1. Glowcast is a podcast where you can find out a bit about some of the interesting aspects about Glow. It will also hopefully provide an example of using a Glow blog to produce a podcast. What you're listening to now is a podcast episode. A podcast is a series of audio files that people subscribe to. This subscription means that the software in their computer or mobile device will automatically download new episodes of the podcast when they're published. You can also publish video and other files in this way. iTunes is an example of the type of software with which you can subscribe to a podcast. Of course, you can listen to podcast episodes in your browser on the internet as well, but it's a subscription that makes podcasting special. Podcasting can become part of any learning activity. Creating a podcast can help pupils review, reinforce, and reflect on their learning. Podcasts provide an opportunity for group and cooperative learning. Podcasts can be a means to expose pupils to many of the technology experiences and outcomes. For example, at early level, they can enjoy taking photographs or recording sounds and images to represent their experiences in the world around them. In the first and second level, pupils can create, capture, and manipulate sound, text, and images to communicate experiences, ideas, and information in creative and engaging ways. And of course, a podcast can be endlessly creative. It doesn't just need to be somebody talking. You can add sound effects and music to your podcast as well. At the third level, we're expecting pupils to build digital solutions, which include some aspect of multimedia to communicate information to others. Building a blog as part of a group to host a podcast would certainly tick those boxes. Planning and producing a podcast can include talking, listening, reading and writing, so it hits a lot of literacy targets too. Podcasting can be carried out with very little equipment. An internet-enabled computer is all you need. A microphone will make it sound better. The most common software for creating podcasts, Audacity, is free and open source. It may already be on your school network computers. Podcasting can be seen as a safe way to publish on the internet, as pupils' names and images do not need to be exposed. If they're involved in the whole production of a podcast, pupils will need to plan, prepare, record, and publish the podcast. They can brainstorm ideas, assign roles, write scripts, rehearse, edit their work, upload their podcast. They'll often receive feedback from other students and listeners on the web. This audience can be a great motivator for pupils to produce their best work. Podcasting can be used with pupils who are less keen or able to write. Compared to video as a format, there are a lot fewer barriers to produce a good quality piece of media when you limit yourself to audio only. I believe that podcasting is one of the underused aspects of technology in our classrooms, and you can get a great deal of goodness from podcasting with your pupils. I hope that people will be able to use Glow Blogs to produce podcasts and add to the teaching and learning in their class. I hope too that you find the future episodes of this podcast, which will be about other aspects and all sorts of things about Glow, to be useful to yourself. Cheers.